everybody. Thank you for stopping by the Music Podcast. As always, I appreciate your presence here and know that this is definitely a safe space for you to listen, engage, ask me any questions, or respond to anything that you hear. Today is going to be a little bit of a tougher piece for just a lot of people in general who know about the person I'm going to speak about, but I thought it was important just as something to highlight during Black Mental Health Awareness Month, and how the pain and the sometimes feeling lost, they're universal, and everybody has the capacity to feel like they are not being heard or not being felt. And I just want you to know that you are definitely heard and you are felt and you are important in this space and in every space. So I appreciate you stopping by to listen to me talk about some things. And of course, as always, I will thank you as you depart, but I appreciate you stopping by. Thank you.
Music.
So, today is going to be a little bit of a more serious, not that the one yesterday wasn't serious, but this is a little bit more poignant because of whom I'm going to be speaking about. And if you don't know this person, that's totally fine. This is speaking a lot to a community of people who really cared and respected this person and their art and their craft and who they were and just their overall humanity and just the light that they brought. The person that I'm going to be speaking about is Kim Jong-hyun. He was a singer in the group SHINee. He also obviously had a solo career, and he did a lot of songwriting for different artists at different labels in South Korea. One of the most notable is Lee Hi, and I have spoken about this a couple times, both in writing and for another podcast, and I don't want to repeat myself over and over again, and I know that I'm not the only person that talks about him, especially when it comes to topics concerning mental health and wellness, and in particular, kind of the, we'll just say lack of resources when it comes to that in South Korea in particular. And that's mainly because he is was a South Korean artist. Saying was is difficult. It's hard to say was, because for those of us who are fans of his, it's the present tense. We are fans of his. We remain fans of his. And for a lot of people, I think it's hard to move on from his passing. For those who aren't aware, first I want to say, before anything else, if you do not know who this artist is, this is a trigger warning right here and now that this episode is going to briefly touch on thoughts of self-harm and acts of self-harm and taking of one's life. So if that is a serious trigger for you, I would urge you to skip to the end and not subject yourself to anything that's gonna bring any harm to you mentally, because I certainly wouldn't want to do that. But I did want to talk about him and talk about how on days like this, and especially around December, I feel a certain way. I think that I dealt with it a little bit different when it happened. He passed away in 2017, so it's been 6 years. And I just, I dealt with it a little bit differently, particularly when it just happened. When it happened and I found out about it, obviously as with most people, I didn't believe it. A dear friend of mine, who you might meet later on, a dear friend of mine posted in a group chat that he was gone. And I, at first, didn't understand what it meant. My brain couldn't connect. Well, first of all, I had just woken up. So my brain couldn't connect what she meant. And so I sent her a message like, what are you talking about? She said, our bling bling, he's gone. And I was like, what's happening? What do you mean? And once I made the connection, I remember very vividly, I started to shake. And then I couldn't stop crying for a solid 15 minutes. I could not stop crying. I was in my parents' home and I was sleeping on the couch, and nobody, when I am in that room, in the living room, nobody actually comes in there until later in the day when I'm either working or something. They just know that I'm asleep in the morning. And so I was for a good 15 minutes by myself on this couch, bawling my eyes out because I couldn't understand what was happening. I think all of us knew and understood that he had struggled with his mental wellness, and he'd been very vocal about it. He never actually shied away from talking about mental wellness and the importance of seeking counsel or seeking some form of help when you're struggling with your mental health. But the resources just, particularly at that time and before, just weren't available. And the mindset, it's not dissimilar to the mindset in the States, specifically for certain communities. The mindset is that either you can pray it away or you just need to find ways to be happy. You know, don't allow negativity to happen. Or that it's sort of a weakness if you admit I'm struggling, I have depression, I have anxiety, these things are happening to me, and I don't know what to do. And it really, it obviously affected everybody in the fandom, everybody who is a fan of Jonghyun, everyone who is a fan of SHINee, it affected all of us. Obviously not as much as his members, his brothers, and the family at SM, because there are a lot of the artists grew up together, and a lot of their seniors were very integral in their development. But all of us sort of felt this an immense loss. And I remember the reason why I started crying, obviously, because we all knew that he was going through something, and the fact that he never got any help, it's infuriating as much as it is saddening. And even more infuriating when a few years later, another member of a group, Soli from FX, also passed away from the same circumstances. And it becomes an issue of anger over sadness and this feeling of helplessness that obviously as fans who are overseas and who aren't in that situation, there's not much we can do about it. There's not much we can influence. A lot more artists are very much standing in the notion that we need help and we need the government to do more. The issue I'm having is that nothing else has changed. As far as the things that matter within the society, nothing has changed. At the very least, when it comes to particularly young adults and the older community in South Korea, the self-harm and suicide rates are astronomical. I haven't dug into the numbers, but from what I understand, not much has changed since Jonghyun's passing. And I remember the first reason why I was so upset, obviously, is because we all knew this. And even though none of us wanted to say it out loud, and many of us hoped that this wasn't, obviously all of us hoped this was not going to be the case, I think deep down, subconsciously, we all felt this was an inevitability. And it's infuriating, and it's frustrating, and it's heartbreaking, because no matter what kind of words you say, if they don't actually get hope, none of that matters. And the reason why I couldn't stop crying is because the fact that someone completely not related to me had the same spirit as someone that is extremely close to my heart, it scared me. It was less about this person passing, which obviously was an emotional moment, but it was more about the fact that I recognized these same things in someone who I would give my life for. And it scared the hell out of me that on occasions when I don't know where he is, or he's out, or he's just in his room or whatever, I may not know what's going to happen. And that thought really made the situation that much more intense for me. And I'm pretty sure that there are some people who are fans of his who felt the same way in that moment. But the way that I dealt with it is really just by tackling it head on. I remember when it first happened, for a year, nobody would say anything. Not in my immediate circle would they really talk about it. Nobody was writing about it in my immediate circle. We all sort of fell within the same niche, so we all kind of write about the same stuff, but nobody would write about it. And particularly, nobody would talk about his final album. They would say things about him, and there were pieces about the nature of it and the circumstances surrounding it, and some talk and chatter about that, and mainly about the way that the society is set up in Korea, a lot of which was from international outlets who knew nothing about, now it's different, but then knew very little about anything having to do with South Korean culture. Their gateway into it was Gangnam Style, and that's about it. And Jonghyun's passing made international news because that's how much he affected everybody in music all over the world. And his passing was such a poignant message because of who he was, that all news outlets all over the world kind of grasped onto it. But nobody really understood the dynamics, and so we're blaming, oh, it must be idol cultures. Like, that's not it. He'd been dealing with it since he was a kid. So no, it wasn't idol culture that had him do that. But that's what the narrative was. And I didn't want to pay too much attention to that, but I did want to talk about his album, because that album was his note. He left a note for one person. From what I understand, one person actually got a note that was then passed on to his family. But as far as a note, as far as his last words, his last album was what that was. I speak a couple times about Magnum Opus, and that absolutely was his magnum opus. Even the title of it, Poet Artist. I mean, that just explains everything right there of who he was, the essence of what he brought into the world, and it sort of just was an expansive look at his artistry up to that point and what it was he was working on within himself. And it's not all about what he was feeling in those moments or feelings that he had when he had his darkest days. There are a couple hints of that on the album, there are, but the album itself, I think, was genuinely just for him to give to the people he's leaving behind, this is who I am as an artist, and this is how I express myself as a poet. And I wanted to talk about this today because I think it's mainly because we still aren't having the conversation about it. We still aren't really addressing the pain and the fact that it keeps happening is testament to the fact that we're not hearing anything. I mean, just recently, in April, Moonbin from Astro passed away. He was 25. Jonghyun was 27. So obviously you have the whole 27 club thing. He was 27. These are kids. These are babies. And still nothing's being done. And it's not just about, obviously, what's happening in South Korea. It's happening constantly. There is absolutely a pandemic of younger people thinking they have no way out. It's painful that it happens in art so often. It's obviously not just something that happens to artists, though. And I think, obviously, I'm speaking of it from the perspective of someone who is a lover and creator of art and of music. But I think what I ultimately want, because obviously this is a heartbreaking subject and it can really just devolve into me ranting and raving, which I don't want it to be. I want it to be a personal story about my connection to this artist, but it becomes a longer conversation. And what I want, and I think what everybody wants desperately, is actual intention behind making legitimate help available to those who need it the most, and finding ways to recognize when someone's actually asking for help. I think what people don't understand is that this is not, while people do indeed suffer in silence, they don't keep it to themselves. We as a fandom knew what Jonghyun was going through. I'm pretty sure the Astro fans knew what Moonbin was going through. I'm sure FX fans knew what Sully was going through. But the fact that your fans know what's happening with you, but nobody else seems to be able to register, that's an issue that nobody is taking seriously. Anyone who is in this type of pain, at some point, and I think particularly when they know that they're reaching a breaking point, at some point they're going to let somebody know in some way. And it's not necessarily subtle, but they'll definitely say that they're feeling these intense feelings, that something is going on with them and they need help. And we need to get out of this cycle of feeling like we have to ignore the problem and it'll go away. We have to get out of this mindset that, oh, well, somebody else will do it. No, there needs to be something in place, and it needs to be more than just they need to take the impetus to call a hotline. You know, those hotlines and those resources that they have, that there are, minimal as they seem to be, they're helpful, but it does 100% put the impetus on somebody who is struggling to make it through every day to add something else to their plate that they have to be responsible for. Something else that points to them and says, you're the problem. It may not even seem like that's what's happening, but that's that's the appearance of it to me. That in all good intent, because I don't think there's any malintent in that at all, but in all of the good intentions, all it's saying is, well, you're going to have to fix your own problem. You're going to have to find some way to gather yourself up and move past whatever you're feeling to call this number to get yourself some help. And it's sometimes it gets to a point where that's not a possibility. So how do we end up reaching out to people who actually need it? Another dear friend of mine was dealing with something like that, and she called one of those numbers. She was able to call one of those numbers, and they ended up sending the police. It's a fractured system, and it's one that puts a lot of strain on people who are suffering without actually giving them any of the results from them trying to get some help. And I just think we need to do better. We constantly need to do better. And we need a constant reminder that it's no weakness to understand that there's something wrong that you can't get out of it. You're in a dark spot that is so hard to get out of. And that's not anything that you've done. It's not your fault. And you're not a failure for feeling these ways. Something that a lot of us say, if not all of us, whenever the date rolls around, or his birthday, is you did well. Because that's the last thing that he said, I hope I did well. There's this pervasive feeling that you're not good enough and you've not done enough. And that by admitting to being in pain, but not knowing how to let it go, how to crawl out of that, means that you failed. The thing I never understood was the concept of, oh, they're just being selfish. Why are they not thinking of other people when they do that? It's like, that's the point, though. That's all they're thinking about. The mindset is, I was never good enough to be in this world. The world would be better if I wasn't here. My family wouldn't be burdened if I weren't here. I didn't want this to become a talk about... I didn't want this to become a talk about what it means to be in this heaviness. But it's hard not to. And it's hard not to become upset when the way that human society has essentially turned their backs on anyone who admits to being depressed, admits to being in pain and needing help. It's almost as if, again, just ignoring the problem, or throwing some form of band-aid on it, it will make it go away. As if those who can't crawl out of that pain don't matter. That they need to do better. So I know this is not a happy topic, And it did stray from Jonghyun a little bit, but at the end of the day, there are so many artists who chose the best option that they could in the moment, the best option for both alleviating their pain and alleviating this perceived pain that they're putting on the people around them. And it's hard. And as a black fan of Korean music, and particularly, specifically talking about SHINee and Jonghyun, the connection between the pervasiveness of mental health issues within our community is heartbreaking. How is there no means to really alleviate this problem? How is there no means to stop young people from thinking they have absolutely nothing left? He was 27. These are kids. In the grander scheme of things, they're still babies. Not in that they aren't understanding of the world around them. Not in that they're inexperienced, but in the length of time that they have on this earth, it is a fraction of the time that they're supposed to have left, and that they believe that it's better for them to no longer be around is just, I have to stop because I'm going to become upset. All I want to say is, if you are dealing with thoughts that you aren't good enough, I'm not gonna rehash what everybody says if you have thoughts of this, that, and the other, because honestly I think everybody at some point does, but what I want to say is, if you feel like you're not enough, if there's something in your brain telling you that you're not enough, if there's something that is telling you that things would be better, first of all, no. Take that voice and kick it in the balls, please. Punch it in the face. Because life is so important. Life, despite what anyone wants to tell you from any faction, is worth living. The hurt and the pain and the darkness is hard to get through. I'm not going to sugarcoat that for you and say, oh, it gets better, blah, blah, blah. Because inevitably, things can't stay the same if you don't want them to. So things will get better. But that's not the point. The point is, you deserve to find what better is. You deserve to get to the end of a heartbreak, of pain, of confusion, of loneliness. You deserve to get beyond that and see that you as a person are beautiful and necessary, and that you deserve to know what it means to be happy. It's just the way of nature. Darkness can't last always. And there is no darkness without light. So if you feel like there's no clawing out of this, hold my hand. Because I want to help guide you out of this. I want you to know that. I want you to know that you are amazing, brilliant, beautiful, and important because you exist. And there's not a thing wrong in the world with existing and being able to flourish and be happy in your existence. And you deserve that. Despite what I may have said about the different resources and hotlines, I will absolutely provide those for you in the description. Because if you have not gotten to the point where it's gotten too heavy and you're able to reach out, you most certainly should. But don't hide what you're feeling. It doesn't matter if you feel like it's not important. Don't hide it. You need to find someone that will be able to hang on to you. If nothing else, you need to find someone that will listen to you, which is the bigger thing. Find someone who will listen to you. Words have power, and your words are powerful. Don't give power to the darkness. Because you are worth more than that. You deserve more than that. Thank you so much for listening to me talk about something that I'm very passionate about an artist who really did more to move an entire culture in a direction of positivity than most artists have. I hope you're resting well, Jonghyun. And as we always say, you did well. Thank you, my loved ones. Peace across.